Have you ever felt like your 9-to-5 is just enough to cover your bills, but not enough to give you the life that you actually want? Or that it will take years and even decades to get where you want to be? That was me for years. 2020 was the year where everything changed for me, and it's when I started to take my life seriously and take responsibility for myself. My full-time jobs basically kept me afloat, but my side hustles are the ones that really changed everything for me. Side hustles gave me options and freedom, and eventually one did become my full-time income, which is not what the plan was when I started. The steps I deliberately took when I was 25 to 30 is what got me ahead and allowed me to play catch up for lost time too. At around 24 years old, I finally decided to get my life together. I was sick of serving full-time and not having much of a direction of where I wanted my career to go. I was really lost. I got my first big girl job as a social media coordinator, and it paid me $40,000 annually. I had enough to essentially cover my bills, but forget about being able to save and invest a large portion of my income. Once 2021 hit, I realized that I do have to work up in my career, and it might take a while to earn a decent income. So I started serving part-time on top of my 9-to-5 job, and I also started my own candle business. I was just so sick of not having any money, and even though I was thankful for my 40K salary, it's not a lot when you live in an expensive city like Vancouver. I was sick of feeling like a victim, so I decided to do something about it, and I got myself two extra sources of income. All right, so here's what we're going to dive into today. First, I'm going to break down exactly how much I earned from my 9-to-5 jobs and my side hustles over the years. As always, I'm talking real numbers here because I'm all about financial transparency. Lucky for you, I started to budget and track all of my spending since 2020, so I have all of the data. Finally, I'll show you how you can apply this to your own financial situation, whether you're just getting started with a side hustle, looking to grow an existing one, or even thinking about taking it full-time one day. I'll give you practical steps to help you make more money without burning out. So if you're feeling stuck in your 9-to-5 and wondering how to bring in extra income or turn a side hustle into something bigger, then this episode will be for you. Let's go back to 2021, because this is when I started introducing additional income streams. At the beginning of the year, I was making about $40,000, and then with a job change, it increased to $45,000. This means I was making $2,700 per month, and after the salary bump, it totaled to about $3,050. This covered my monthly bills, but it didn't leave me much to set aside. If I wanted to save and invest, I simply needed more money. With this, I decided to go back to serving, but this time, part-time. I had also started a candle business, which I was selling both online and in-store at small local businesses. That year, I brought in an extra $16,000 net, which meant I made an extra $1,333 per month. So this increased my total monthly income to just shy of $4,400, which is about equivalent to a $70,000 salary in BC. Keep in mind, I was working 60 to 70 hour weeks. Like, it was not easy, but it was worth it. The restaurant was good because I gave strict guidelines on my availability. I only worked Monday to Thursdays after 5:30 p.m. and 2 or 3 shifts max. I didn't want to work over the weekend because I knew I needed time to reset and just chill. A typical week, I would usually work Wednesday and Thursday nights for 7 to 8 hours a shift, which meant in 2 days, I could have worked about 32 hours, including my 9-to-5 job. On the weekends is when I would work on my candle business, but this didn't really feel like work, honestly. It was a passion project of mine, and it was more of a creative outlet. The money was just a bonus. So the biggest challenge here was the long hours, constant exhaustion, and it was the first time I was also learning how to manage money from over 3 sources of income. The lesson is that side hustles do not have to be fancy. I get a lot of messages from people wanting extra money, but they want an easy online gig. What I will say to this is that yes, of course, you can find online jobs, but if you're really wanting to make more money, focus on what you can do right now and make it happen. My reality back in the day was just simply getting a second job at a restaurant. Now we're heading into 2022. I got a small $5,000 raise, bringing my salary from $45,000 to $50,000, which meant I was bringing in $3,350 per month. I continued to serve and sell candles, which brought in an extra $18,000 that year, which meant an extra $1,500 per month. I was now making $4,850 per month because of my side hustle income boost, which is equivalent to about an $80,000 salary. This year, I definitely became more efficient with my side hustles, and they felt a bit more effortless, even though I was working a lot. And something interesting is that even though I was working the least amount of hours at the restaurant, I had one of the higher tip percentages of the servers. I knew my shit. I was super personable. And with years of serving experience under my belt, I was very good at that job, which meant that I did earn a high tip percentage. So because I felt like my serving and candle businesses felt easier to manage, I also decided to start posting on social media. I think my very first video was about May of 2022 on TikTok. I wanted to talk about my busy life in Vancouver, how I was able to get ahead, and I tapped into the personal finance space very naturally. I had absolutely no idea that I was planting the seeds of my future business. Whether a side hustle is just temporary or it becomes something bigger, the key thing here to remember is that consistency and side hustles will lead to gradual financial growth if you're managing it correctly. Now let's head over to 2023. This was a big year for me. First, I made big moves in my 9-to-5. I job hopped from a $50,000 salary to a $73,000 salary. This was crazy for me, and I was beyond excited for that opportunity, which, plot twist, dwindled down really, really quick. So now my monthly income went from $3,350 in my 9-to-5 job to $4,450 a month, which was the biggest jump I've ever experienced at that point. So I made a big career move, but I also decided to quit both my candle businesses and serving job because something else started to take off, my online business. This was a scary decision because I liked that extra money as it was reliable, but I also wanted to see if I put more effort into my own business, what would happen. Being in the personal finance space online, a lot of people on TikTok started asking me how I managed my money. At that point, I had just my own spreadsheet where I budgeted and tracked my spending, but now I saw a business opportunity. So in May 2023, I started selling my revamped personal budget template so it was more universally friendly that anyone could enjoy. I also started posting on Instagram and began growing my audience there too. With a growing audience online, on TikTok, and now Instagram, I was starting to make really good money selling my templates. I also introduced one-on-one calls and custom budgets. Brands at this point also started reaching out for sponsorship opportunities. So much happened so fast. That year, I made an extra $38,700 net, with most of it coming in after May. But this, on average, gave me an extra game-changing $3,225 a month. So now my total net monthly income was over $7,600, which would be about a $130,000 salary. It was a bit of a risk leaving my side hustle income, but you have to risk it a bit in life to see what other potential is out there for you. I decided to bet on myself, and it clearly was starting to pay off pretty quickly too. This change also opened up my mind to different ways to earn money. Now I'm no longer relying on an hourly wage and physically having to be somewhere. Key lesson here is that taking calculating risks can unlock exponential growth. Okay, so 2023 was a huge year for me, but I didn't quite realize what 2024 had in store for me quite yet. I had now hit a big point in my side hustle where I wasn't just making extra money anymore. It was enough to fully replace my 9-to-5 income and more. Now I was left with another decision. Do I fully bet on myself and quit my job, or do I play it safe? Well, if you're here, you'll know that I did quit my $73,000 job and I went all in on my business. In 2024, I ended up grossing over $215,000 in revenue. Saying these numbers don't ever become normal to me. Like, it does feel so crazy sometimes to say it out loud. Quitting my job was definitely one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life. It wasn't an easy decision to make either. I had a huge conversation with my fiance about it because we are a team. And not only am I thinking about myself, but I'm also thinking about us as a couple. I needed his support and encouragement too. Last year, I struggled more than what I thought I would with entrepreneurship. It's a super scary thing to do, and money anxiety started to trickle back into my life. Even though I was making more money than I ever thought was possible, it was the uncertainty that just caused me so much stress. And I'm going to be honest, this is still something that I struggle with today. I think confidence in not just yourself and your business will come with time, and I'm actively working towards bettering this part of myself. Self-doubt is hard, and I've always kind of struggled with this, but it's become much more apparent now that I'm self-employed. The things that really worked for me were diversifying my income streams. I've stayed consistent and I continue to grow. A side hustle can potentially become your main hustle, but it will take time, strategy, and a willingness to pivot when needed. If you're in a place where you're ready to pick up a side hustle to increase your income, or one day you dream to have your own successful business so you never have to work a 9-to-5 job ever again, then here are 4 tips for you. 1, you want to assess your current income and timeline. You need to get in tune with your money and situation. How much do you need to cover your expenses? How much more do you need or want to make? Then you'll want to identify how many hours you can realistically have for a side hustle. My second tip is to identify your skills that you can monetize. So for me, I served plenty in my early 20s, so this was a really easy side hustle that I picked up again years after the fact. I also worked in marketing, so creating and building a community was something I knew I was good at. Once I started my online journey, I started creating content around something that I knew a lot about and something that I loved talking about, and that was anything personal finance. Figure out what skills you have right now that can potentially be monetized. And third, optimize your side hustle earnings while working a full-time job. I think people are super eager to leave their regular jobs, but I would say take your time and take calculated moves and risks when it makes sense. Track your progress and be super in tune with your earnings and expenses. And fourth, know when to take the leap. If you followed my third tip where you didn't just leave your job on a whim, you'll be in much better shape. There are 2 main things I ensured before leaving my full-time job, and that was having a 6-month emergency fund and that I also had 6 months worth of consistent income from my businesses before I even considered quitting my full-time job. I would also add, if you have any high interest debt, I would get that paid off too before going full-on entrepreneur mode. If you're feeling stuck in your 9-to-5, know you're not alone, but please know there are other options. I think people get so stuck in their current income and don't think about other ways to earn, or perhaps you just don't have the extra motivation to look into it and do something about it. Ultimately, your side hustle may start small and it might just be for one specific short-term purpose, but with time and consistency, it can potentially change your financial future, just like it did for me. If you're just getting started, focus on earning more, even if it's small. I was able to go from a $3,050 income to almost $4,400 per month with my first side hustles, and one was just serving. Many people don't want second jobs, but this is one of the easiest ways to start earning more money right away. If you have an entrepreneurial spirit and you already have a side hustle, think about ways to optimize or scale it. Also, if you want to go full-time with your business, make sure you go through the process to ensure that you're ready to take that leap so you can actually give yourself a proper chance. All right, guys, if this episode helped you at all, and if you think it may help someone else you know, make sure that you share this with them. Also, I would absolutely love and appreciate if you rate the Balanced Pursuit podcast so more people can discover this. I'm also really excited because I have interviews lined up to bring this podcast to the next level. So stay tuned because bigger things are coming your way soon.